Call the meeting to order. So at this time, we'll have roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Here.
Councilmember Agan.
Here.
Councilmember Hicks.
Here.
Councilmember Wall.
Here.
Councilmember Higgins.
Here.
Mayor Warren.
Here. At this time, we'll have the invocation by Brother Reverend Brock Black.
Dear Lord, Christ, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us gather here this evening. Father, as we go into this meeting, Father, I pray that you'd give the council members a level head, Father, and let them go into it as you see fit. Lord, that we might glorify and honor you. And Father, just guide them, take them by the hand and guide them. That way they may glorify you in some way, form, or fashion. Lord, we thank you for all this, and we ask all this in Jesus' most blessed holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brock. So, do we have any veterans in the audience?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If all the veterans, if you will, come stand right here. I am dedicating the Pledge of Allegiance tonight to all of our veterans. Our country has 18 million veterans, and I would like to ask our two veterans to lead us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your service.
Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you both. Okay. At this time, I would like for us to, Miss Black is going to sing the national anthem for us. So we.
It's like church bell.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. That was beautiful. Okay. First on the agenda is we need to approve the minutes from the special call meeting from September the 2nd.
I've looked over the minutes, and I make a motion that we approve the minutes of September 2nd, 2025, as written.
Thank you, Ms. Loretta.
I second.
Okay, all right.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan?
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. We also need to approve the minutes from the September 8th, 2025 meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting of September 8th, 2025.
Second.
Thank you. Have a motion and second to approve the minutes from September 8th.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan?
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. We need to approve the minutes from the November the 3rd, 2025 meeting.
October 14th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped October. We have four sets of meetings, minutes to approve. October 14th, we need to approve those minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Well, we didn't have a meeting.
No, we didn't.
Was that meeting?
It's just the no quorum. You have to do the minutes. It just states no quorum.
No quorum.
Okay.
But you have to have them.
Okay, so we still need to approve the minutes that say no quorum.
Make a motion.
Okay. Adam made a motion. Have a second.
Second.
Okay.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan?
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. Now we need to approve minutes from November the 3rd, 2025.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion second to approve November 3rd minutes. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan?
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. Okay, all the minutes are approved. Thank you all. Now we need to approve the financial reports from the September meeting.
I make a motion to approve the financial report for September 25 meeting.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
I'm going to second the motion because I was here for the meeting.
Thank you, Bobby. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan?
Abstain.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
And Mayor Warren?
Yes. Need to approve the financial report for October 25.
I'll approve the financial report from October 25.
Okay.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan?
Abstain.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. And just to explain.
Yes, thank you for that.
To explain this, these were not our minutes. Most of these were not our minutes. These were not our financial reports. They were from the previous administration. And so Ms. Jeannie, there again, she called the League of Municipalities and they informed her we are obligated to approve these minutes and financial reports. Doesn't matter if they were under our administration or not. So that's the reason for it. That's why Mr. Hagan abstained, because it wasn't our administration. So I just wanted to explain that to everybody. Okay, reports of officers. Police department report.
So for the month of October, there was 13,258 miles patrol, 124 written warnings issued, 75 traffic citations were issued, there was 11 felony arrests, 24 misdemeanor arrests, 11 drug cases, 9 warrants served, and 45 I&O reports taken. three crime tips answered. Out of those 45 I know reports, five of those cases were assigned to investigators, and there was a total of 51 hours of traffic overtime work between all the offices. Also, I felt like this was, you know, awesome to mention for the department, for the town. So, so far in 2025, as a result of the work from Cedar Bluff Police Department, there's been four life sentences handed down from circuit court from the different judges of people that we have put in jail. It started back in 2022. Officer stopped a motorcycle. During that, consent was given to search the motorcycle and the person found a little bit of stuff to take him to jail with. Once he got to jail, it was discovered to be a trafficking amount of heroin concealed on his person. In April of this year, he appeared in front of Cherokee Circuit Judge Andrew Harrison. He pled guilty to trafficking heroin, and due to his numerous prior felony convictions, he received life in prison. In December of 2023, officer stopped an 18-wheeler. During that investigation, 56 half-gram baggies of substance was found inside of the 18-wheeler. The baggies were sent off to the forensics lab and came back as fentanyl. He appeared in front of Judge Taylor in May of 2025, and his prior convictions, he was given a life sentence as well. February 24, we were notified about an older gentleman having a sexual relationship with an underage child. During that investigation, we were able to charge with 16 arrest warrants. He pled guilty earlier this year, and he'll be sentenced in December, in which we're hoping that the judge will sentence him for life in prison as well. Another vehicle stop in 2024, trafficking weight of methamphetamine inside the vehicle. He appeared in court in front of Judge Andrew Harrison. He entered a guilty plea of trafficking methamphetamine, and Judge Harrison convicted him to life in prison. So.
I just want to say that I really appreciate our police chief and all of our police officers. They're doing a great job. Okay, fire report.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Would you let everybody know about the overtime for police officers, because that's been a big issue?
Okay.
Just explain what that is as far as the grant that you get for the traffic.
Yeah, so we get a grant through ADECA. It's a federal funded grant. Most of the time it runs from October to September. We got it last month. We got $2,500, and we got a new director over the ADECA program. And then once he came up and met with us, we gave all the paperwork. Then we went to Childersburg to a meeting with him. And so, like I said, last month we got $2,500. This month we got $5,000 between the five officers to have extra patrols, extra work during the holidays, and so forth. That money is then, once we turn in our monthlies every month to Miss Jenny with our times on it. And once I email everything back to the director, then the state turns around and sends a check back to the town for reimbursement.
Okay, so the overtime's not coming into the, you know, cutting our pants.
Are we fully staffed now?
Sir,
we have five officers.
Yes, I would like five officers to come around.
Okay.
and introduce, if everybody don't know him, will y'all please stand up?
Yeah, and yeah, all of you come up front.
Please.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Folks, I would like to personally thank each one of these guys, because we have gotten down to Jeremy having to handle everything. So you see where we're back at, and I look forward to working with each one of these gentlemen. And because they're a huge asset to us, they put their lives on the line each and every day. And I would personally like to thank these guys for what they do for our town and our community.
I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Sean Butler. I'm one of the guys that came in and Officer Mayberry.
Joel Officer. Officer Chase Garrett. I'm Jeff Chapman, Sergeant here, and also run a K-9.
Welcome to Secret Blood.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all. Y'all did.
Thank you.
So is that okay. Our full staff, or are we
yes.
still looking?
This is our staff.
Yes. Correct.
And
now if we do more annexations, we'll hire more police officers. fire report.
For the month of October, we had 17 medical calls, NBA 0, structure fires 3, alarms 4, wood and grass fires 5, splinter activation 1, and other 8. Total 38 calls.
And that report was given by Stephen Kimmons, who is our fire chief, and also Gino Smith is here, our assistant chief, and I appreciate everything they do. At this time, we need a building inspector report. Mark Perry is our new building inspector.
For the month of October 18, building permits, 3 camera permits.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
The rest of the
and we appreciate what you're doing, too. And so next is old business. We don't have any. So I want to make an announcement. November the 22nd, we are having a Christmas parade. It will line up at Russell Oil and go down the old highway to Brock Black's house there on the corner, and then turn left and line up on that street. So the parade will start at Russell Oil. The principal is marking our parade. He's got it in all the classrooms at the school on their screens. And the children are going to line up on both sides of the road where the school is. It'll start at Russell Oil, come all the way up Old Highway 9, go through the red light, and then turn left and come up on the other side of the park. Santa will then get off of the fire truck, take his place under the pavilion, and we will then do the lighting of the park and the tree lighting. And so we already have several people that have entered boats. They're going to decorate them, have several floats that have been entered. We're inviting law enforcement from all over the county and fire departments from all over the county. So we're expecting a big parade and a lot of fun. And then we're having churches line up around the park, and they're going to sing carols. And we'll have a cupcake decorating contest, a tree lighting contest. So we have people that are bringing their own trees and they're decorating them. So I think we'll probably come up with some prizes for the cupcakes and the Christmas trees. So, and maybe the floats too, best float. So
what time did you say the parade?
It starts November the 22nd. Lineup starts at 5. The parade starts at 6.
Okay, because so, I was confused about the children at the school.
Right. So we need all of you to enter a float. So, yeah, they're going to line up. in Crawley School.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next on the agenda is approval of our holiday calendar. Have a motion.
Make a motion to approve 2026 holiday calendar.
Okay, have a second.
I second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the 2026 holiday calendar. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan.
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks.
Yes.
Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Yes.
Mayor Warren.
Yes. Next, we need to adopt our council meeting schedule for 2026 and our December meeting. Have a motion.
Make a motion to adopt.
Second.
Motion second to adopt our council meeting schedule. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan.
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks.
Yes.
Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Yes.
Mayor Warren.
Yes. Both of those motions carried. Next on the agenda is Resolution 2025-11-12, recording of our meetings. Have a motion for us to be able to adopt that resolution. Okay, well, all right. Motion second to adopt Resolution 2025-11-12. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan.
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks.
Yes.
Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Yes.
Mayor Warren.
Yes. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is 2025-26 budget. Have a motion to adopt the budget.
Make a motion to adopt the budget.
Second.
Motion second to adopt the budget. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan.
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks.
Yes.
Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Yes.
Mayor Warren.
Yes. Budget is approved. Bill, did you have anything else?
No action required. Just a recommendation that the town council hold a public hearing on December the 8th prior to the town council meeting.
Okay. Do we have a motion to have a public hearing December the 8th?
I'm making a motion to have a public hearing prior to the meeting on December the 8th.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, very good. Motion second to have a public hearing December the 8th. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan.
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks.
Yes.
Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Yes.
Mayor Warren.
Yes. Okay, next on the agenda is our three annexations. The first will be Ordinance number 2025-2, that will be to adopt Three Rivers Resort.
I make a motion to annex Three Rivers Resort.
Second.
Motion second to adopt Ordinance number 2025-2.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan.
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks.
Yes.
Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Yes.
Mayor Warren.
Yes. Annexations approved for Three Rivers Resort. Next is the Ordinance 2025-3 to annex Little River Marina.
I'm not.
Make a motion to adopt.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion second to annex Little River Marina, Ordinance number 2025-3. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Hagan.
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks.
Yes.
Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Yes.
Mayor Warren.
Yes. Next is the ordinance to annex the Miners and Paradise Point subdivision. That is ordinance number 2025-4.
Make a motion to approve 2025-4.
Second.
Motion second to approve ordinance number 2025-4.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. Okay, the next on the agenda is the ordinance 2025-5 to dissolve the current planning commission and appoint new members and their terms.
Make motion to adopt order.
Need a second? Okay. Motion made and seconded to adopt ordinance number 2025-5. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Abstain.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. Next on the agenda is to approve the lease for the Big Chill, Ms. Karen Jones. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. We need to approve the planning commission members. You have them, Jenny. Here they are, I've got it. Okay. So the code actually allows me to appoint 6 of these members of 9. I am not doing that. I've allowed each council member to choose 1 member from their district. And so the members will be the 1 year to be determined. The 2 year will be Kevin Ray. 3 year, Chris Barham. 4 year, myself and Miss Loretta. 5 year will be Mark Perry, our building inspector, and Robert Bayless. 6 year, Bill Holland and Dewana Long. So those are the terms. And so that's 8 of the 9. We only had 7, so this is 1 more than we had. And we'll determine the 1 year in the near future by our December meeting. So do I have a motion to adopt the appointments for the planning commission? Yes.
I make a motion to adopt.
I'll second it. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. Have a motion and a second to adopt appointments to the new planning commission. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. Okay. We now have a new planning commission and 8 new members. And we know when their terms start and end. So, next on the agenda is to adopt the lease for the Big Chill, Ms. Karen Jones.
Motion to adopt.
I second.
Okay, motion second to draw up a lease. Well, actually, we already have it. We have the lease. We'll just expedite the lease for Ms. Karen Jones, Big Chill. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb?
Yes.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Hicks?
Yes.
Councilmember Wall?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor Warren?
Yes. Okay, our final agenda item is Resolution 2025-11-13 to allow our canine officer, Shane Butler, to purchase our canine officer, Donna, for $50.
Where did we come up with the amount of $50?
We just...
I just asked questions.
Just a minute amount to make it legal.
Did it have to be as high as 50, or...
It could have been a dollar.
Yeah. Well, they actually suggested make it more than a dollar, but...
No, I was just curious.
And Shane's agreed to that, and I think he has the check.
If it's agreed, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, so...
I just didn't know how you came up with 50.
Okay.
So...
We got a volunteer here to pay for it.
Make a motion to adopt.
Second.
Motion second to adopt resolution 2025-11-13. Roll call.
Councilmember McNabb.
Yes.
Councilmember Agin.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Councilmember Hicks.
Yes.
Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Yes.
Mayor Warren.
Yes.
I tried to get it to you, but you don't.
All right.
I wasn't trying to go higher, I was trying to go lower.
There you go, Ms. Jeannie. Thank you, Tom. Shane, Donna's yours. We've already been paid.
Appreciate it.
So thank yours, but I don't pay.
Okay, any other business?
The business, I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, have a motion to adjourn, we have a second?
Yes, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Are you all in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.
Aye.